This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. A COVID-19 outbreak has closed the day-by-day warming shelter until at least November 29th. Public and private groups have stepped in to provide hotel rooms and meals for the 50 people who rely on the Oshkosh shelter. COVID-19 cases continue to increase across Winnebago County. Despite that, less than 60% of the county residents have received their vaccinations against the virus. We've seen a 20,000 increase since June, but still the number is less than 95,000 people fully vaccinated. Page 2, last month I told you the Oshkosh School District had changed its policy in regards to names and pronouns that transgender kids wanted to be called in class. The policy change eliminated parental control. Now Will, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, has gone to court to stop a Milwaukee suburb school from enacting a similar policy. We'll keep an eye on that as it makes its way through the courts. A pavilion plan for Lakeshore Park is going to cost a whole lot more than expected. The City Parks Department says bids for the project came in a whopping 50% higher than expected. The City Council discusses what to do tonight. They could use funds from the American Rescue Plan to make up the difference or possibly scrap the project. The city is going to use about $2 million of that Rescue Plan money to buy new police and fire radio equipment. The final vote is expected tonight. More holiday fun coming as the EAA is announcing that their Christmas of the Year is back again on December 4th. Music, cookies, and Santa arriving by a helicopter, all part of the fun day. Finally, as we look back at Sunday's tragedy in Waukesha, at least 5 people are dead and dozens injured. You have to ask yourself not only why it happened, but also how was a suspect still on the streets? A convicted felon with numerous charges, released recently on a $1,000 bail. We have to do better than that. Happy Thanksgiving. Be thankful for something on Thursday. Be thankful all the time. I'll be off on Thursday to enjoy the holiday. We're back again on Tuesday here on the Chamber website. Newsworthy is sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.